You're listening to Digitally Enabled, the human stories behind branding. This is the place to gain greater insight into the human side of brand governance. Join Greg Silverman as he sits down with branding experts sharing real-life stories of how they face digital issues along their journey. Learn how others are dealing with maximizing the power of today's technology and get valuable advice straight from your peers. Here's your host, Greg Silverman.
Welcome back, folks. Greg Silverman here at Digitally Enabled, just bringing you a new guest, Jim Heiniger. Jim, did I get that right?
That's good enough.
Thanks. And Jim, introduce yourself and tell everyone where you're working and what you're doing these days.
So Jim Heiniger, I'm the founder and principal of Rebranding Experts. We're about a five-year-old firm. And we really were the first firm to be established and purposefully designed to help organizations rebrand successfully. Based out of Chicago, but we've got folks around the country that contribute to our client work.
That's great. And it's really a clever niche, right? Because that transformation when you're rebranding has so many different dimensions. Obviously, here people are tuning in to hear about digital challenges. And maybe you could talk about what you think is the biggest digital challenge in a rebrand and how you came upon that insight.
Most organizations that we've worked with and that are rebranding their website, their digital assets, it's the front door. It's the entryway to the organization. The first place people turn to learn about them, and those have to be updated and present a compelling and exciting new story in a way that they hadn't in the past. And then it's encouraging traffic to get to those. In most cases, you are redirecting to a new domain, to a new site, and you want it to be a really exciting new introduction to the organization when your customers, your prospects, your partners, even your employees visit it for the first time.
Yeah. And so when you start this rebranding process, how does that message land for the people who are going rebranding? Is it, we want to do our logo and identity and our mission first? Or are they receptive to what you say?
So when we talk about rebranding, and the work that we do is really the wholesale effort of standing up an entirely new brand for clients. So not just refreshing it, not just repositioning their work, but standing up an entirely new brand. So we start from the beginning, really everything from their company purpose to their brand essence, their brand statement and story, a new name for the company, and then everything like their customer experience, their employee experience, and then their digital assets, because all those stories are going to be conveyed through those digital assets. So we usually will wait until our new brand is fully baked before you start to implement that or showcase that in the digital assets.
Yes, you're not stripping down the house and repainting it. You're just building a brand new house.
For the most part, it's built on the solid foundation, what their previous brand was, but it's building a new house on that foundation.
And what are the biggest challenges you run into when you're doing something that leverages the past, but it's pretty dramatic change? Like, is it a process issue, a cultural issue?
It's all those things together, Greg.
You got to pick one, Jim. Come on. The team wants to know how to do it.
We're talking about major change for an organization. So clearly leadership has to embrace it and lead it. And then you really need to ensure through a lot of change management practices as well that the organization, the middle tiers of leadership, get behind it. And then the employees themselves eventually enthusiastically embrace it and are ready to tell that brand story in every encounter that they have with a customer or a partner. So it's a full-scale makeover. It's a full-scale reestablishing of that. And the biggest challenge, quite honestly, is the leadership who has made the decision to do it, keeping them focused, keeping them moving through the process, understanding the complexities of it all the different assets that need to be updated before you launch, and they're eager to make it happen. So once you've landed on an exciting new name and a new kind of brand story, they're ready to go. They're excited, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done before you actually activate it. So that's probably the biggest challenge, is keeping people's patience and yet interest going till the end of the road, till the end of the journey.
Yeah, no, we see that as well. And everyone's excited when they have the 130 pages of brand guidelines and say, launch. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. You know, there's a lot for capital expenditure, marketing expenditure, retraining, a poster, and some swag doesn't really do it. So what have you been doing to keep those senior folks engaged? You gamifying it and giving them little medallions? Or are you telling them the jobs on the line? I mean...
Good question. We save the gamifying for the employees to get them excited and getting them engaged. With the leadership, it's a super disciplined process, you know, and we've got it all mapped out in a project management tool that moves through and makes sure all the necessary steps are happening. But because we've been through this so many times, we see the emotional journey that these leaders go through out the entire process. And so we predict for them, okay, so here's what's going to happen next. Here's what you can expect. This might be an intimidating part of the process or might get a little tedious, but trust us, the outcome is something that's needed for this rebranding to work. So kind of managing their psyche through the whole thing has proven to be really helpful in terms of keeping their interest high, keeping their commitment strong as they start to grow a little impatient.
It sounds like you've got enough experience now to say, oh, you're going to start feeling this before they feel it. And that there's a human connection there. They're like, hey, maybe these guys really are the credible source we thought they were.
Yeah, we can forecast what's next in a pretty honest way that they appreciate, because then they're not surprised by it or taken back by it, but they walk into it with their eyes wide open.
So you get to the rebrand launch. Is that where y'all stop or you stay engaged? How do you know you've been successful and it's time to quit or go to the next phase? How do you do that roadmap planning?
Our efforts are focused on standing up the new brand and launching it. And launching it is a pretty robust effort as well, just not only with employees, but with customers and with prospects and so forth. And we'll map out the next 6 months of work that needs to be done so that that new brand really gels in everyone's minds and they begin to embrace it and understand it. And now you're back to operating as normal. Sometimes at that point in time, we'll actually educate their existing marketing agency on the new brand and how to carry it forward on their behalf. And then we'll do a handoff to them to continue that work. Oftentimes those agencies are doing while we're going through the process, are continuing to promote the business as it is today. So it's just switching gears for themselves as they're handed the new brand.
Yeah, no, that's tough. We've had that same baton pass here. And sometimes we've actually done the launch campaigns because the new agency needs to see it before they can execute it.
Yeah. But there's not a client that won't say that they wish they had invested more in the post-launch marketing efforts. You've got this exciting new brand. They wish that they would have budgeted more to go out and tell that story.
Yeah. I once worked on AT&T rebrand and the chairman said to the head of marketing, what do you got? But he was a nice Texan. He said, what do you got budgeted for the capital, Wendy? He said, $1.5 billion. He said, double it. And it's like, okay,
oh, that's good news.
A lot of signs, a lot of buildings. So it's a really great point. Everybody wants to be able to spend more. One last question, Jim. If you can think of one word to apply to digitally enablement for branding, what would be that word and what made you think of it?
I'd probably say visualization. The reason I picked that is because when the new brand story is baked and is ready to go out to employees and to customers and prospects and so forth, digital has the unique ability to bring it to life and to convey it in images and create mood and feeling in ways that just words on a page might not be able to do, or even words expressed by the executive. So really bringing it to life through those kind of visual assets and using digital platforms to be able to convey those is so critical to success. And I think really can help you move past the old brand and onto the new brand much quicker if you utilize them.
Yeah, it's like a symbol of change and people recognize it very quickly. Am I hearing that the right way?
Symbol as in clashing the symbols as well, too, with the excitement behind the new brand.
Right. Well, Jim, thanks for coming to the show. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Greg Silverman for Digitally Enabled. Look forward to having y'all back and onward on our digital road. Thanks a lot.
That's all for today's episode. We hope these insights from top brand managers help you as you face your own digital roadblocks. Remember that you're not alone in the challenges you face. If you would like to further connect with fellow elite brand managers, join the Beam community by sending an email to gsilverman@monogle.com. Thank you for joining us. See you on the next one.